So what I'm going to do with you, do you have any questions, huh? Okay.
Since I'm practicing here, I've been able to see more of the whole...
Speak up a bit.
Since I'm practicing here, I've been able to see kind of the mass of kilesas and like the, how big of an impact they have on everything, right? Like every decision, every thought, everything I do at least can be influenced by kilesas if there is no sati. So what I'm struggling to find out, or my question is it okay to label pretty much everything as kilesas? Because sometimes I'm not sure if something maybe is tamma, or if it's just kind of clever kilesa in a different form.
It really doesn't matter if it is a kilesa or not, if you just label them kilesas, but don't go too far with the labeling. Yeah? Huh? I mean, if something bothers you, it is brought up by the kilesas, yeah? I mean, the Dhamma is never bothered. Yeah? You know, I mean, you will, if you practice correctly, you know, and your practice develops there, then you will see the difference between thoughts, and you will see the difference between thoughts and knowing, yeah? The Dhamma knows, yeah? So all the information that we get from the Dhamma or from the heart goes through knowing, yeah? And that is much, much more subtle than the thoughts that come up, yeah? If the thought comes up, now I understand, then you know it is the kilesas that have understood it, yeah? And they just tell you that they have understood it because they want you to stop practicing. Now I got to this stage, now I got to that stage. Yeah, fine, wonderful, yeah? I mean, you can congratulate the kilesas. Yes, you got to this stage, you know, but what is the point of it, yeah? Huh? Even, you know, it is also a labeling, you know, when you are in samadhi and suddenly the thought arises, oh, this is nice, I don't want to get out. It's coming from the kilesas, yeah? Because this is, when you catch on to this thought, this is the thought that leads you out. Ah, malaya, ma pavanala. Ma kivan? Ha? Did you kapai lo? No, nang. What?
They came 1 hour ago. What?
I don't understand. Sorry,
they came 1 hour ago.
Oh. So then, yom tu ma dua la. Le me ko ma dua, ha? Ah, le phi chai. Ni mai chai phi chai la. Ko pen kon khap. Oh, pen kon khap. Nein, Luke Song kann kaum Zeit passieren, das na. So you understand? I mean, don't label so much, yeah. I mean, whatever comes up in thoughts is coming from the kilesas, yeah.
So if it's some, it's.
But sometimes you know these thoughts, you know, I mean, just in emphasize, you know, I mean the knowingness of the citta, yeah. So the thought is, I want to practice, you know. Can also come from the kilesas, but can also, you know, can be interpreted coming from the heart, yeah? But you're normally not wrong, you know, just to label kilesas, yeah? Especially these feelings, you know, that pop up, yeah? This fear, this anger that pops up, this is always produced by the kilesas, yeah? But how helpful it is, you know, in the beginning it is helpful, you know, to see the onslaught of the kilesas, yeah? I mean, it is massive, yeah? I mean, it is amazing, you know, how, I mean, we never realized it, you know, because we always were under the sway of the kilesas. We never realized how much the onslaught of the kilesas is until we start to practice, yeah? Huh? When you stop practicing, you know who tells you to stop practicing? Certainly not the Dhamma. Huh? Oh, it's so painful. Oh, I practiced long enough, yeah? I mean, if practice was good, let's get a rest, yeah? I mean, the Dhamma doesn't tell you that. The Dhamma wants to go on and go on and go on, yeah? you had a question.
Yes. So it's been happening to me that when we wake up at 3 a.m. in the morning and we sit in meditation, it's very hard to get any concentration because you just woke up and then your mind doesn't seem to be active or interested. Could you give any tips? Should we walk up the bell and sit at the cliff?
Yes, I mean, first of all, walking meditation is the thing to do. Yeah, I mean, for me it was no problem. I was waking up, you know, I was sitting, you know, the concentration was perfect because I wasn't sleeping very long. I only slept, you know, maybe 2 or 3 hours. Yeah. So, I mean, when you wake up, you're fresh, yeah? But when you sleep too long, you know, you're completely drowsy, yeah? And that's why you have to, yeah? I mean, in the beginning, you can throw some water, cold water into your face, yeah? And then do chongkrong walking. I mean, if that doesn't help, yeah, go up the hill, you know? I mean, go to the bell tower, you know, and then go down, you know? But don't lose your buddha while you're doing it, yeah? I mean, for most people, it is really the most helpful thing, you know. The moment they wake up, instantly get up. Eh? Don't even think about, you know, turning around, yeah? Eh? You woke up, you know, that means, you know, you rested, you know, and then you get up, yeah? And then you walk chongkrong, yeah? Yeah? That's... Because then the longer you sleep, the more drowsy you are, and the more you lose, you know, the more you lose the concentration that you have developed the day before.
Yeah. And if you sleep for 2 or 3 hours,
yeah,
how difficult is it then throughout the day to maintain concentration or meditation? Do you need to take a nap usually, or?
I mean, how old are you?
Taking
a nap.
It's a Spanish tradition.
I mean, for 60 years, for 60 years old, you know, I mean, I never took a nap in the afternoon, yeah? But sleeping less, yeah? It depends on your concentration, yeah? Oh. We Westerners, yeah? We always want to do something, yeah? No. We don't want to do, yeah? I mean, didn't I talk, you know, I mean, a few weeks ago about form and content? Yeah? We only know form, yeah? I mean, the formal sitting, the formal walking meditation, or formal standing meditation, and we do it, and we do it, and then cut down on sleep, like cut down on food, you know, these can all be helpful, but that has nothing to do with practice. We need to, now the practice is observing the breath, you know, or observing the Buddha, or doing the contemplation, yeah? That is the practice, yeah? I mean, yes, I do ask, you know, how many hours, you know, just to encourage you to do a little bit more, yeah? But a person who concentrates 4 hours, you know, really good, yeah? I mean, this is more worthwhile than, you know, a person, you know, who sits for 12 hours and thinks about this and thinks about that, you know, and once in a while goes back to his Buddha. Yeah? So that once you feel, you know, I mean, once you feel you can reduce, you know, then for 3 or 4 or 5 days, it will be very difficult because this tiredness will creep in. Yeah? But then after 4 or 5 days, you know, this tiredness will, you know, will go away. So I wouldn't even start doing this, you know, I mean, sleeping at midday, yeah?
Yes, my meditation seems to be going well, but I feel irritable.
You feel a lot?
Irritable.
Yeah?
And not angry, but irritable, not mm-hmm. all the way angry, but, and why this, you know, and I, it's not something I used to do.
Yeah, it's the same thing, you know. That is also a very typical Westerners. We meditate so to have a nice feeling. Yeah, I mean then just take your pill, you know. Then you don't need to meditate. Yeah, we meditating, you know, to get at the root cause of all our problems, of all our irritation. Yeah. So once you see it, you should be happy to see it. Yeah. I mean, because you know it's the kilesas who causes irritation. Yeah. Then ask them, what are you not happy about? Yeah. Don't take it on as me, as mine, as myself. Yeah. Use the principle of anatta. Whatever I see, whatever I experience, whatever I can feel, it's not me, it's not mine, it's not myself. Because the one who knows about this experience is the one that we should concentrate. Yeah. The kilesas don't like to walk, yeah? I mean, from my experience when I was, where was I? I can't remember, was it in Amaravati or was it in Chittos, you know, I mean in the winter there is snow, you know, and I was walking Chongkrom, you know, and the kilesas didn't like this Chongkrom, walking Chongkrom. I said, okay, yeah, huh? You sit aside, you know, and I do my chongkrom. Yeah, I walk. I do my walking meditation. Yeah, and then I turned around and then turned around, you know, and then there's still constantly. And you like to be irritated, huh? Okay, enjoy it. Yeah, you enjoy it. Yeah, and so on, you know, until a time, yeah, until I got around, you know, I said, huh? You really enjoy this grumbling, you know, and constantly being irritated, huh? And then I had to laugh, and then they went away, yeah? But I didn't give in, yeah? So you don't give in to the irritation because it's not you. It's not me. It's not myself, yeah? So you see it, you realize it, you accept it, you know, and say, yeah, it's okay, yeah? And if there's more irritation coming, you know, coming up, do you do some... I mean, it's mostly coming from doing body investigation, destroying the illusion about this body, yeah? And then it's a good sign, and that means, you know, your body investigation bears fruit, yeah? That's why we get so easily irritated, yeah? I mean, if you always follow the kilesas, we don't get irritated, yeah? So that can be a good sign, yeah? But otherwise, they don't want this, they don't want this, you know, they want to sleep, yeah? I mean, they want to sleep until they die, and then the next life, you know, they sleep until they die, you know, having some fun in between, yeah? And what do the people do, yeah? They get up, you know, they eat something, huh? They work, huh? We get up in the morning, you know, we eat something, then we go to work for 8 hours, yeah? And then we come home, you know, we eat something, yeah? Yeah, and then 2 or 3 hours, you know, I mean, we do this or do that, yeah? Huh? Online shopping or, you know, or watching movies, yeah? Netflix, yeah? Or watching TikTok, or playing with the line, you know? Or playing all these games on the smartphone, yeah? Yeah? And then we go to sleep, yeah? And the next day, the same thing, yeah? And we do that all our life, yeah? But before we are able to do that, I mean, we have to train this body for 18 years. Yeah? We have to train to walk it, you know? We have to train to talk it, yeah? We have to train to write and to read and to think, yeah? How long did it take you, yeah? Yeah? Ask yourself, yeah? 18 years, and then you go to university, you know, another 4 years or 6 years, yeah? And then you start working, yeah? And then you become 45, you know, and suddenly the strength of your body diminishes, yeah? So, I mean, the life of a human being in a nutshell is, you know, we train this body for 18 years, yeah? We can use it for 30 years with pretty much full strength, and then we start wait, you know, for the decay, you know, we slowly see the decay of the body strength and the body, you know, the body organs, you know, until the death, yeah? And so what is so beautiful about this body? Because we don't see the big picture, yeah? We don't take a step backwards, yeah? That's why we don't see it, yeah? We only see it in the morning, you know, I have to do this, you know, and maybe next morning, and maybe next month, you know, or maybe next year, but we don't see the whole thing, yeah? And that's why we lose ourselves within the detail, yeah? We don't see the big picture, yeah, of our life. Otherwise, I mean, when you see the big picture, you know, And through how much trouble do we go, yeah? I mean, we constantly have to worry about this body, yeah? I mean, in the beginning we have to train it, then we have to worry it, we have to feed it, you know, we have to house it, we have to clothe it, yeah? And we have to work for all this, yeah? You enjoy that, yeah? I mean, the only time that we have, you know, when we have a working life, are these 2 or 3 hours, you know, when we come back from work, yeah? And then we think our life is wonderful. Yeah? And then we always say, when I'm retired, you know? When I'm retired, yeah? Well, what are we doing when we are retired, yeah? We are working, yeah? We're working until the last moment, until the last breath, yeah? I mean, look at lots of these retirees, you know, I mean, they're working till the last day, you know, breath, yeah? Because they don't know what to do with their life, yeah? There's no meaning, you know, in the Western, I mean, before there was, you know, there was Christianity who at least told us, you know, when you're a good person, you know, you might go to hell. You go to heaven, when you're a bad person, you go to hell. Yeah, that's it, yeah? But actually, they never told us about the meaning of the life, yeah? What is the purpose of our human life? Yeah? The Lord Buddha said it very clearly, what is the purpose of the human life? To get out of the hamster wheel, yeah? To get out of the cycle of birth and death. That is the purpose of the human life. Because as a human, you know, we can see dukkha and sukha, yeah? Popoka, about the same, you know? I mean, we have some sukha and we have a lot of dukkha, yeah? I mean, people who are completely satisfied with their life, they never go and sit in meditation. Why? Why bother, you know, with this? It's so painful, yeah? They are happy with their life, you know, and they don't bother, you know, to be interested in anything else, yeah, than eating and sleeping and having fun, yeah, as long as they can it, yeah. And if they are too poor, you know, if they don't know where they get the next mouthful of food from, you know, I mean, they don't even have the time, you know, to think about the purpose of life, yeah. But we, you know, I mean, a lot of us, yeah, who are born in the West or who are born in Thailand, yeah, who have time to think about these things because we have enough food, you know, we have most of the things that we need for life, yeah. Then we can start to think about what is the purpose of our life, yeah. I mean, when I remember correctly, it hit me when I was probably 12 or 13 years old, yeah. Just before, I mean, I was Protestant, you know, before the confirmation, yeah. I was thinking, you know, what is the purpose of the world? What am I doing in this world, yeah? And why am I here, yeah? But then you get so easily pulled in, yeah? I mean, then everybody around you does the same thing and then you start to drop this thought, yeah? It's the same thing, you know, I mean, a few days ago I was talking with one of the monks. I studied in the United States, yeah? When you study in the United States, you have a much clearer picture about your own country, yeah, than before. And then I went back to my own country and said, are these people crazy? What are they doing? Huh? Why are they behaving in a way like this, yeah? But then, you know, I mean, it's still kept in the heart. But I got so much, you know, after a few years, I got so much accustomed to the same customs again, you know, that you didn't think about it. But the moment you come back, you know, I mean, it hits you. Yeah? It's the same thing. It hits you when you go and live in another country, not when you go on holidays. Yeah? Then it never hits you. But if you go and live and work in another country, then it hits you, you know? Ah. I mean, they do things differently because all the people in all the different countries do things differently. So I mean, your values are shaking up, yeah, Some people are so shocked, you know, they sit down and cry, you know, and just take the next plane home, yeah. Yeah, I mean, it does happen. I've seen it. Yeah, they just sit there and cry, you know, because they can't deal with this. Yeah, but most of us, you know, I mean, who lived in a foreign country, you know, for a few years, you know, I mean, they learn it and they go through a certain shock. You know, I mean, it's called culture shock. Yeah, because I mean, you cannot relate to the people in the same way as you have been relating to, you know, in your own home country. Yeah, because you have been brought up with these values. And the same thing, you know, I mean, this kind of life, you know, I mean, when you look at it, you know, what is the purpose of this life, yeah? So, I mean, if it hits you, you know, and sometimes in our life, you know, there was a very clear moment when I said, what are you doing? But, you know, two minutes later, you know, I mean, boops, I mean, you just went into this flow, you know. I mean, it's a big drag, you know. I just like, you know, just like, let's say, cold lava, you know, drags you along, you know. I mean, it's so sticky, it's so mud, yeah. I mean, this, it drags you on. And it is very difficult to crawl out, yeah. And because all around, you know, you don't see this. You don't see another way of life, yeah. And that is where Buddhism comes in, and that's why the Thai people are so lucky, yeah? Because they see every morning, you know, in the morning they see the monks go on Pindapath, you know, and they see they go back to the monastery and they visit them in the monastery, and they see, I mean, there are actually people, you know, who live a different kind of life. But where do you see that in Spain, huh? Where do you see it in France or Germany? You don't see monks, you know, going on Pindapath, yeah? You don't see ascetics, yeah? I mean, because it's, most of the time, because it's too cold, you know? People live in their houses completely, you know, completely covered, you know, by their own sorrows and their own hopes, you know, and don't realize what is going on outside, yeah? I mean, yes, in Spain or in south of France, you know, it's a little bit different. The people live more on the streets, so they see more what is going on. But we don't have this monk, yeah? I mean, when you look at the Lord Buddha himself, I mean, he had to see these four signs, yeah? I mean, one of the signs was death, one of the signs was illness, one of the signs was old age, and the other sign was a recluse. So, I mean, we see these three signs, but in the West, we have covered them up, yeah? Yeah? Death people, you know, they go in the, you know, we put them away, yeah? I mean, we don't even look at their faces, you know? I mean, we put them in, what is it called, sarcophag? We put them in the casket, you know, and then we bury them, you know? I mean, just throw some earth on it, yeah? Or nowadays, we burn them, yeah? We don't want to go to a hospital. We don't want to see really sick people, yeah? And the hospitals are full of sick people. We always feel very uncomfortable in a hospital when we go and visit, yeah? Huh? I mean, there's so much suffering, so much dukkha, yeah? Yeah, in the hospitals, yeah? Lots of people who stay in the hospital and die in the hospital, yeah? If you don't want to see these realities, yeah? That the Lord Buddha saw very clearly, yeah? And old age, you know, where do we put these old age people? Yeah? Not like in Thailand where they live within their families, yeah? We put them in old age homes, so, yeah? And how often do we visit them? Once a year or twice a year, yeah? Ah, yeah, good, you know, and then we forget about old age and we forget about sickness. So we forget about all these signs, yeah? And that's why we don't have any incentive, yeah? Especially when we don't see recluse, you know, monks living in a different way, yeah? We don't see them, you know, we don't have any incentive, you know, to look otherwise, yeah? And Buddhism, you know, I mean the living tradition of Buddhism, I'm not talking about the books that are in the West, you know, ample, yeah? But the living tradition of Buddhism, that is, you know, that is in Southeast Asia and mostly here in Thailand, yeah? I mean, there we see it, you know, and people, you know, people get their comfort from, yeah? It's just like it used to be, you know, with the church when people had problems, they were running to the priest, you know, or, yeah? And then asking, you know, asking for help, yeah? But nowadays nobody believes in God anymore. They have only one God. Yeah? It's called money, money, money. Huh? The more money I have, the more God I have, yeah? And the more power I have, yeah? Yeah? And if I have lots of money, I'm nearly as almighty as God. You know, I can do whatever I please to do. And that's why this world is in a mess, you know, that it is, yeah? So what was the question? I lost the question, yeah? But it was probably answered all. So any more questions, huh? Yeah? Yeah. Sit comfortable, yeah? So when you come, both of you, huh? When you come practice, huh? He's already working, huh?
No, still studying.
You're still studying?
Yes, sir.
When is it finished?
Probably this year.
Probably. Probably next year. Yeah, when you finish studying, yeah, you ordain as a monk, yeah? And he's already finished, huh? What? Are you finished with your studies?
Yes.
See? Okay, now you can ordain.
Actually, I have a question regarding meditation.
Okay.
So, I've made the commitment to try to meditate before sleep. The least I've ever tried was 15 to 30 minutes. I know it's short, but see, when I have this commitment, I feel ready to try. And when I try it, there's this sort of feeling of trying to perfect it. And, yeah. And when I can't, it's kind of blown me away. So the fact, the attempt to make it perfect, the attempt to concentrate, is the factor that distracts me out of it. Like, is there any way to fix it?
I mean, this problem every Westerner has. Yeah? We try to control. And that is completely opposite to what we should do. All what you should be interested in, is the Buddha there? How is the Buddha? If the Buddha is gone, bring it back. It doesn't... Lukta Mahapur said, sit comfortable. He didn't say, sit cross-legged or sit in the full lotus seat, you know. He said, sit comfortable, not too comfortable, but comfortable enough, and then close your eyes, and then concentrate on the Buddha or on the breath, yeah? And be aware of the Buddha, be aware of the breath, yeah? But all our life, we try to control our life, yeah? You try to control your life, yeah? You want to do this, you know, this should be done in this way, that should be done in that way, isn't it? Yeah? Huh? And when we start meditation, of course we try to control meditation the same way, yeah? Because we are so used to it, we are educated to do it this way, yeah? No, meditation is all about observing what is going on. And that is so difficult. We only want to know. We want to know how is the Buddha? Is the Buddha fast? Is the Buddha slow? Is the Buddha deep? Is the Buddha shallow? Yeah? And when is the Buddha there? If it is not there, bring it back. Buddha, 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 Buddha. And then it goes, you know, then bring it back. And then bring it back. And then bring it back. There is nothing perfect about it. If you look for perfectness, yeah, then look for, am I constantly with the Buddha or not? That is the perfect that you're looking for, yeah? Not for sitting, you know, or, you know, I mean, not for concentration. Because the concentration, you know, comes because of your concentrating on the Buddha. Yeah? I mean, I always compare, you know, and I think it is a wonderful comparison, yeah, or simile, you know. Digging a hole, yeah. As long as you dig, the hole will appear in front of you. If you look for the hole that was there yesterday, you will not find it. Yeah? And if it is too difficult to dig here, and then you go to another place and start to dig there, and then it is difficult to dig there, then you will never get a hole. So you will never be able to enter samadhi, you know, if you constantly looking around for something, you know. Yeah? The point is digging the hole, you know, is like being with the Buddha, knowing about the Buddha, or knowing about the breath. That is digging the hole. Yeah? And if you stop doing that, you know, the hole fills up. Okay? Yeah. He has been too much educated in Western schools, yeah? In Western universities. Do you understand English? If you study medicine, you should understand a bit of English. Why is he wearing his mask? It's getting a habit, you know, just like our life is a habit, yeah? I mean, we are habitual animals, yeah? I mean, well, what differentiates us from being animals?
Huh?
What?
Our intelligence and our consciousness.
Oh, animals can be quite intelligent, huh? Horses are quite intelligent, huh? They always find their way home. And snakes, you know, I mean, cobras are very intelligent beings, yeah? So intelligent is not what makes us human. What makes us human is to be able to reflect about what one is doing, why one is doing, and what the results of our doing are. Huh? Self-reflection. Animals don't have that. Yeah? They don't have the future, they don't have the past, yeah? Yeah? They only have, you know, their greed and their hatred, yeah? So that's what, yeah? And how often do you use that? How often do you use that? Self-reflectiveness?
I'm not aware of it.
So why do you call yourself a human being? Huh? And we call ourselves, you know, the cream of the cream, you know, of people, yeah? But we are just robots, yeah? I mean, we just follow our greed and we just follow our hate, yeah? That doesn't make us humans. Yeah? That doesn't differentiate us from animals. Yeah? The animals also follow their greed and hate, yeah? Yeah? And they don't reflect about what they did. Yeah? So we really have to get back, you know, to become human again. Yeah? A human being, yeah? It is really worthwhile, you know, to become a human being, yeah? Being able to reflect about what am I doing, why am I doing, and what is the result of my doing, yeah? For every action, for every word, huh? And even for the thoughts that we have, yeah? I mean, the thoughts that come up, you know, and that disturb you, You entertain them, because you don't reflect upon. Why do I have this stupid thought? You know, they only irritate me. Yeah? That would be a reflection, you know, that is worthwhile, you know, and that would be, make you able, you know, to stop them, yeah, over time. Yeah? Not immediately, yeah? Why do I put myself, you know, into this terrible feeling, yeah? But you will only understand it, you know, if you use meditation, yeah? Or if you use reflection in the evening, yeah? What happened during the day, yeah? With what kind of thought, with what kind of mood, you know, did I get up, yeah? And what did I do then? You know, what kind of thoughts came into my mind? What kind of, you know, what kind of speech did I use? You know, and then what did I do then? And then, and then, and then. Yeah? That is reflection. Yeah? And that makes us humans. Yeah? Otherwise, we're just robots, you know? Intelligent robots, yeah? Huh? That's why they try to replace us with artificial intelligence. That's why they're good at. Because that's what they know, you know? Yeah? But a robot doesn't know how to reflect about its own doing, yeah? He doesn't know what is good and bad, yeah? And most of us humans don't know what is good and bad. You know, we just follow our greed, yeah? And we're not much better than them, yeah? So become human beings, you know, that is worthwhile, you know, and then reflect about the life. Like I said before, you know, I mean, take a big step backwards, you know, and look from the beginning, from birth to death, yeah? And then see, you know, what is the human life about, yeah? You're going to start working and then you forget everything, yeah? Because then you work, yeah, then you want to have a house, then you want to have a car, and after a while you want to have a nicer car, you know, a bigger car, you know. Or you want to have, yeah, I mean, for your sons, you want to have another wife, because the first wife was not good enough. For the women it's the same thing, you know, I mean, they get fed up with the man that they have, you know, then they look for another man, you know, especially in the West, you know, huh? No? I mean, when I look, I have four sisters. I mean, how often did they get divorced? At least twice. Because they couldn't live with the man anymore. Yeah? Mostly it was from their side on. Yeah? My one brother was kicked out by his wife. Yeah? So, but it doesn't mean that, you know, the men are much better, yeah? I mean, men and women, you know, it is just the outside that is different, you know, and the kind of habits are different, yeah? And that's the difference between men and women, yeah? Because there are, I mean, heavens where is there no distinguish between men and women, you know? I mean, we are all unisex, yeah? But when we are here in this world as a man or as a woman, you know, we are there because of our habits, because of our karma also, yeah? The karma, you know, that makes us a woman, or the karma that makes us a man, you know, and then we have to live with it, yeah? And a lot of people in Thailand cannot live with it, yeah? So that they are going to change the sex, yeah? But now in the West, the same thing, you know, happens as well. Yeah? Well, anyway, you know, I mean, if you can't accept the karma that you have, you know, I mean, then you're in big trouble. Yeah? Because the next life, the same thing happens. Yeah? And it will happen until you accept it. Yeah? Yeah? But people don't understand it. They think they can change. Yeah? They can make it a perfect meditation. Yes. What is perfect, you know, the perfect in meditation is only, you know, am I with my Buddha or not with my Buddha? Do I know about the Buddha or do I not know about the Buddha? That is, you know, where we perfect the Buddha, yeah? Or perfect the breath, yeah? Not sitting, oh, I need to sit straight. No, I need to sit like this. No, I need to close my eyes are closed too much, you know, and so on. That is nothing. That is just, you know, that is the problem, you know, in the West about, you know, the form is the content, yeah? They mix up, you know, the two things, the form and the content, yeah? If somebody is very, you know, very nice, you know, gives you the hand, then we think, you know, he's a nice person, yeah? But that is just the form, yeah? I mean, in the next moment he can stab you in the back, yeah? So, the form and the content are different, yeah? So we practice the content, and that gives the form, yeah? Automatically, every content that we practice, you know, will have its own form, yeah? And people are able to see that. Huh? Understood? Huh? So, any more questions?
Rajan, when we do the reflection that you were saying,
yeah.
In the evening or even when during the day, why am I doing this?
Yeah.
Why do I have this thought? Is this a mind process or should we look towards the heart?
We should not look towards the mind because the mind judges instantly. We just look, you know, just like you look at your puto, or at, look at the breath, how is the breath, you know, and you just look what happened. Yeah? You do not judge. Because the moment you judge, you're off in thoughts, yeah? And then you say, it's not good. But who says that? It's a kilesa, yeah? The heart doesn't know it is not good. The heart has to understand, yeah? So I mean about reflection, I always said, pull it off, yeah? Show the heart, you know what it is doing, you know, the heart will know it, yeah? You don't have to tell the heart, yeah? If it is painful or not, yeah? So I mean, you only ask the questions, yeah? What came before? What came after? What did I do after? Yeah? And then look, you know, look at the results of your doing, look at the results of your thoughts, look at the results of your actions or, you know, of your words, yeah? And then see, you know, and then tell the heart, you see? And what does the heart say in the beginning? I don't want to see it. Huh? That's the reaction of the heart. I don't want to see it, yeah? Because the heart is still controlled by the kilesas, and they don't want to see what they're doing. They just want to play. They are just like little kids, you know. They just want to play. They don't want to be responsible for what they are doing. So we really have to show the heart, you know, what we are doing. Yeah? And any kind of judgment, you know, I mean, it goes in the wrong way. Yeah? So you just want to see what happened before. Huh? I mean, if you didn't understand, if you don't know, they'll just skip it, you know. Over time, you know, if you do that daily, over time it will become very detailed. In the beginning, you have to skip a few times because you don't remember. So just take the next occasion that you remember, yeah? And then go on. Yeah. Don't think about, you know, the moment you start going into thinking. I mean, it's not any more reflection. Yeah. You just use your thoughts, you know, to direct it. What happened after? Yeah. Just like we do in investigation, yeah? What happens, you know, when death, you know? I mean, you take the whole body, you know, and it looks, yeah? What happens, you know, when the body dies, yeah? And then you look, you know, you observe, you know, and you observe until you see everything happening in front of you, yeah? You don't assume what is happening, yeah? Of course we think we know, yeah? But that is not investigation. Investigation is putting the question up and observing what is happening. Yeah? I mean, how often have we died? We know every aspect of death. We have died so many times, you know, as a human being. Yeah? So we know everything. Yeah? We know every aspect, every little detail of death. Yeah? We just need to bring up this deep memory that is not not available to us. You know, we need to bring it up through these, you know, making direct questions, you know, until it can come up. It's the same thing with body investigation, looking at the organs or looking at the skin, you know, until we start to see it, you know, and then just directing it, you know, with the right questions at it to get an understanding. You know.